You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. There is a huge, huge shift coming. I'm doing this like Taylor Swift week. There might even be some Easter eggs in my content. Pay attention. It is all leading to something new. It is coming, but August 10th, 23, something huge is dropping. This is going to change everything. This is what I've been leading up to. This is what you've been waiting for. Buckle the fuck up. Things are about to get so, so good.
Hey guys, welcome to The Purpose Show. I'm sure you weren't expecting to hear my voice to start with.
I think it's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. Okay, Brian and I are in studio today, and we are back with another candid conversation just about like divorcing each other.
Okay. No big deal.
It's fine. So Brian, we've been getting a lot of questions on Instagram of people just like, first of all, wanting to navigate this themselves, which we addressed in our last episode. So if you haven't heard that one, you guys go listen to it. We talked about like, I guess kind of like a little bit at the end, I think like what we would advise, but also a lot of questions just about like, okay, but like, cause to them, it's only been like 6 months, 8 months since we announced, but for us, it's been like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, what now? Like, what's going on? Like, oh, Ali's like been dating. Is Brian dating? And like, you're not a social media person. People are like, is Brian like, just yeah, talk.
It's funny because it's like, in a way I want to be. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't so much and I don't tend to do it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I get too perfectionistic and then I want things to be a certain way. And then if it's not that way, then I don't do it. And then I end up not doing it. So I just don't do it as much as I'd want to. But
well,
it doesn't mean anything. It's just, I just don't.
You just don't. Well, I think like I'm trying not to like turn on my coaching side.
I've asked you and I know what to do, but
I just think like there's some reason somewhere that you maybe really don't want to, and that's fine. Like, I don't know, like you do you. But if you ever want to, obviously, like that'll be cool. But at this point in time, you're not really on social media. You don't post anything. And so I think people are like, because I'm obviously, it's my job. And so I'm like on and sharing little things, little clips, little pieces, and people are like asking a million questions, but then they're like, wait a minute, like, what about Brian? Is Brian good? Like, they just love you.
Yeah, well, and like, I had my Facebook and I like never, ever go on it.
God,
and everything is so old, so I just deleted it.
Yeah, as you should.
It just was like, forget it.
Mine is empty and I unfriended everybody, and I only have it because I have to have a personal to have a business account. Mm-hmm. But even that, I'm like, oh, it's just such a hard pass. I really don't like it. Okay. So everyone wants to know if you've dated.
Yes.
It's weird. Like, it's hard to talk about things without like talking about the other people or like.
Yeah, because I don't want to say.
Yeah, like we don't want to say names or like too many scenarios that people will be like, oh my God, and they live in Arizona. I know who they're talking about. It's hard. It's weird. It's constantly on my mind. So
yeah,
I understand what you're feeling right now. But you have dated. Mm. How's that going?
It's all right.
You're
just honest, I don't know. It's just weird, but it's been okay.
Yeah. I'll just say, I feel very proud of you and how you got to the point of dating and how you've learned already. Like, I feel like you have dated a lot less than I did, obviously, because of the timing and like just the way you are. The way that this is like the main thing that I want to say in this episode. The way that you and I have processed the uncoupling and gone and processed dating and gone about it is very different. And I feel like we've done a really good job of respecting the other's processes. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you waited. Do you want to share like why you waited to date? Like, do you feel like you processed everything like slower than me?
I just think it was because I was slower, and then I feel like I was still trying to like figure out a lot of stuff in myself first.
Yeah.
Like I needed some more time to process and just take care of myself before. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't ready.
Yeah. I feel like I did a lot of that in our marriage because we had talked for a couple years about like how things were changing and evolving. And like we had talked about like if we wanted to do this, and I went through the process, I started unraveling things, connecting more with myself and doing all of that like at the end of our marriage. So when we actually finally made the decision and did the whole thing, I was like, okay, let's go. And you processed different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really good. And I think it's good that you took care of yourself and just went like at the pace that you wanted to go.
Yeah, I think it's just that I just did it different.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that, I don't know.
Do you remember how nervous you were for your first date? You overthought it for like 2 weeks and like had to talk stuff out to me every day. Like, what does this text message mean?
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it weird that we like didn't do that? We didn't do any of that. Like, we never did the dating thing.
Yeah, no, because it was different. We were kids in school and it's just different.
We were so little.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do like dating or apps. My God, apps. Yeah, are you going to go back on the apps?
I don't know.
You don't have any right now?
No.
Because I've had to help Brian remake his like Bumble and Hinge profiles like 200 times because he always deletes them and gets frustrated. This is funny. I was scrolling in my phone to try to find something, and I was scrolling through my albums in my iPhone, like my iPhone photo albums, and there was one called Brian's Bumble, and it's just like photos that I have of you that you and I use on your accounts. Like, I like literally, what ex-wife has that? Like, who does
so weird.
I know. Okay, so I don't know. I feel like...
What did you first think when you first... was going to start dating? And then...
Like, what do you mean, what did I think?
What was your first, like... Because you were talking, we were asking me, like, how has it been going? Now it's like, what about you? Like
the first
thing. Like, right after, like, okay.
When I was, like, first ready?
Because I feel like as much as I was there for you, I was still, like, in my own head processing.
Totally.
So I wasn't, like, where I'm at now.
You weren't like how I was for you on your first date because you weren't able to be yet, and that's fine.
Yeah, and there was just a lot going on, and
the move and everything. So for me, my like, can we change his name? Let's change his name to.
Just you don't have to say. Just say here.
Miguel. Well, because of the way I tell the story, we'll change his name to Miguel. Miguel was the first person that I dated at all. After I was married, and that happened organically. I wasn't on any apps. I didn't do anything. I hadn't done anything. I, you know, hadn't been wearing my ring for a while, which took adjusting. And like you and I like slowly were like, okay, like we should probably like we had like separated rooms a while before that. We had separated floors of the house. Like we were slowly like getting out of our like 15-year thing. So I was like, I hadn't intentionally gone and been like, I'm going to date now. But I knew I had thought about it. I knew I was ready. I knew I was going to. And then I had met Miguel while I was traveling. Remember, I called you. And I called you freaking out. Like, I called you freaking out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I was just, like, nervous and scared and, like, didn't know what to do. And we stayed connected for months. And I kind of, like, saw him for, I don't know, like, 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not exclusively or anything. But, like, that was my first person that I went on a date with and, like, dated. So, yeah, it was... I feel like it's... It was weird because I wasn't like, okay, here I go with my girlfriends over margaritas downloading Hinge. Like, it just happened. Like, I was sitting at a restaurant bar while I was traveling for work. And I don't remember. It was like a couple months after our, like, we were officially, like, whatever. And I was in Newport. I was in Newport Beach. And I was sitting at that restaurant and he was sitting a few seats down and we were both talking to the bartender and ended up just talking to each other and that was it. So it was like very organic, which is probably good because I may have like overthought or like felt more scared. The fact that like someone just like talked to me, approached me, asked me what my situation was and then took me to dinner the next night was more organic and good. And I think that that's also probably why, other than the fact that I think the apps are terrible, I tended to like meeting in person and meeting organically.
Right. And I feel like knowing what I know now, I would have way rather had that situation than... I feel like it's almost like trying too hard to try to like find someone or make something happen. But
it's awkward to promote yourself. Like, it's not like a business.
I'm trying to sell myself.
Don't say that.
Not like that. Not like that. Advertise. Even that's an advertisement.
No, it is. It's weird.
Market myself.
Yeah, it's like... Marketing yourself as a personal brand already like takes adjusting and feels awkward enough, but like marketing yourself as like, this is who I am as a human. You should like see if you want to marry me is so weird. See right. If you want to like get down and dirty is so weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot of weird stuff that I saw too. That's like,
can you say some of them? Cause like, wait, I want to preface this. Like, on the women's side of things, like us straight girls, like we're not seeing that. We see the men and there's a lot to say about that. But we don't see the female side of dating apps.
There was some odd like things that people were into sexually and not even. And then like just
remember
other random things.
The bird watcher? Not even like bird watching is fine, but like she made it her personality.
Yeah, sometimes. And then.
What are you going to say right now?
I feel bad to say this because I don't want someone to like, or
you're
like, I don't
so
want to make someone
nice.
Feel bad. But it was just like someone did a home studio photo shoot in different costumes.
Serious?
And posted that as their
different costumes, like
yeah,
characters,
like was like a different character, almost like if for Halloween you dressed up as different things.
Okay, well, she's then, creative.
Like, yeah,
we love her.
It's almost like on Napoleon Dynamite, the girl that has a photo studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, she gets you remembered her though. Didn't swipe, but you remembered.
Yeah, and then you know,
it's so weird. It's
I don't
so
know.
Weird.
There's a lot of like people calling out, like saying exactly what they want. Like this, like a list of like 15 things.
Like what?
Like this eye color. You have to be this tall. Tall. Tall was another thing.
Yeah.
Like basically,
like,
if
what
you're short, get off that.
But also, like, what is tall? Like, do they
like
say?
Over 6 feet.
Okay,
basically.
They say it. But why don't you just filter it? Why don't they filter?
I guess you could. I don't know. I guess you could do that.
I mean, I look at that because I'm almost 5'8", so I'm not short. So I'm like,
I think that's why the women that maybe said that were taller.
Yeah, maybe.
Because there were some women that were like over 6 feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be hard for me.
Yeah.
Okay. But like...
But just like everything, like basically you better be your perfect person before you swipe on me.
You better be like your highest self.
Like you're in your job. Like you have a house, you have a car, you have everything set up in your life. You basically are, you know, perfect.
Perfectly together.
Yeah.
I would imagine that those are the people that have been through something.
Okay, probably.
With, yeah, like that's not bad to do that. But I think like where you've been, you're like, I'm like becoming a new person, like starting a new life over. Like, I don't feel like it's all perfectly together because I'm just like in a new chapter and the page is kind of blank. So it's like maybe almost like makes you feel like you're not there. So like,
well, and I feel like I'm not, but then I also feel like, I don't know, makes me think of myself like I'm not perfectly like where I want to be, but I'm still like working on stuff and just done a lot of work. And I just, you know, I
feel like I'll
always be, but you know, I'll never get to that point where I'm like, okay, I'm perfect and everything's fine. Now I can do this and now I'll find somebody like, but it makes you think about that. It makes you think like, you know, I don't want to do this unless I am.
Which is like kind of already a thought process. That is, I don't think it's like healthy or helpful.
Right.
Like you, I don't think you should wait till you're like your perfect self or like really.
I think that's why sometimes I stop a lot is because I second guess myself and where I'm at. And I feel like because of what people like show that they want, I'm not there. So I'm like,
Well, I think that those people are just not your people for this phase of your journey. Like, I don't want to, you know, obviously won't say names, but the girl that you had seen for a little while, she was also in a place of becoming. She was also in like an undoing and like, this is my new, my new self, my new life, my new whatever. Mm-hmm. And it fit. You guys were able to have like, remember like you guys like talked all night.
I know, we talked a lot. I just maybe, I don't know.
I get what you're saying though. It's like,
that one up. I rushed.
Yeah, well, you had to learn.
Yeah.
You had to learn.
Yeah.
It's like when you're dating, the people need to meet you where you are. And if they can't, then they're not for you right then. So it's like, it's not that you're not together. Like, I don't like it when I hear you talk about yourself like you're not together or you're not worthy or you're not ready or whatever, because it's like those people are in a certain place of life that doesn't match you. They're not ready for you and where you're at.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, the mind shift I have to have of, you know, me taking care of me, loving myself and being okay with myself and not be just doing things or trying to be in a place for someone else.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Exactly. Like, why are you trying to change where you're at and rush your process for her? Like, if that's what she wants, she's clearly telling you, like, go left on me. It's not me. This is like so good.
Got like super deep and serious.
Yeah. Okay. This is like, I get like, what's like the point of this to me is like, again, this isn't for everybody, of course, but like divorce doesn't have to be a war. It doesn't have to be something where you're like,
that's what I've gotten from most people that I've talked about when I try to explain
our vibe,
how we did this, how we are now, and how everything has worked. It's almost like people don't understand because it's like every other story of this divorce. It's like horrible.
Yeah.
You know, I did hear one, I forget the guy's name, but I heard a podcast the other day of a similar situation. And I was like, that's honestly the first one that I ever heard that I ever was like similar to ours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does happen, I guess, as much as I thought it didn't. Just from, I don't know, talking to people and reactions and what they know or they've been through or they know someone that went through. It's like
usually so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know, not only is it like fine and it's been good, but like, I feel like I'm just like rotating through in my mind, like people in my life right now. And like, you are my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you are like the person that I would like, oh my God, like this happened. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should like not finish this episode without talking about Mystery Man.
Okay.
Because of like, I just want you to kind of spill your side of that friendship that you guys have built and like how that went for you.
Yeah, I think.
Do you want me to like, would it help you if I prompt you with questions that I've gotten
in DMs?
I'll
say something first, but then yeah, you can
okay, cool.
I'll say at first it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because also I was in a different place when it started.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wasn't where I'm at right now. So it's obviously it would be different. Well, not necessarily, but I feel like it would be different now if that happened now than it would back when that started.
Like the day in the pool that I told you, yeah, like, hey, this is serious. This is getting like beyond me. Like, I don't want it to be serious, but it's because I also didn't want to be with someone yet.
Yeah.
But I remember coming to you and being like, listen, this is like getting, I feel really strongly. He feels really strongly. It's hard to like deny it.
And then seeing how you guys were and then just the time, you know, spent mm-hmm. and working through stuff and seeing how he is with the kids and you know, and you waited a long time for it to get to that point. And
oh, yeah.
There was a lot that I just feel like the process was good. It was long and it was like, and now, you know, it's like where me and him are really good friends. And it's funny because it's like if he wasn't with you at all, like we would be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dynamic just works. And it's weird because sometimes like I'll think about like me, like with you guys together
mm-hmm.
and then with the kids and me and like, almost feel like, God, I don't know if I'll ever have the situation like with someone that will work so well.
Because of
how well
her, it has, how she would have to be? Or
I guess. Or
oh, don't say that.
I don't know. But it just seems like it's almost like it's just really good. It just has worked out really good
mm-hmm.
for you and for our family.
Mm-hmm. It's weird to picture it without him sometimes. Like, I feel like at this point, if we romantically broke up, he would still, like, be around and be friends with you and I would be fine to see it. Like, we would still...
Yeah.
Just because it's, like, so natural. It's weird.
Yeah.
What do you feel like would have to happen for someone else on your side of things? Like, for you to have someone come in and join this family that we've rebuilt in a fresh way? Like, what do you think that the main thing is that she would have to possess in terms of, like, mindset or characteristics?
Maybe accepting, not, more than accepting this, you know, being able to do well with this dynamic working out because of how much you'll always be and will always be in mm-hmm. each other's lives. And, you know, we have four kids and
mm-hmm.
I want to be with them as much as possible.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to be so much like pulled away all the time because, you know, we're divorced now. Like,
mm-hmm.
I still want to be there as much as I can. And they're like everything.
Yeah.
You know,
so you don't want to be like pulled into someone else's life so much that you're like spending less time.
Right. Right. To me, and sometimes I even think too, like, it would be hard if they had a lot of kids too, to where it's like, I don't know if I want to spend a whole ton of time with someone else's kids because I want to spend all the time that's not, if I'm not by myself, like
mm-hmm.
with my kids.
Do you think it helps a ton that mystery guy doesn't have kids?
Yeah, definitely.
I think
that's a big part of why it works as well as it does.
I don't remember when it was, but there was a point in time in my dating. I already knew him because, you know, like I met him so early. I was like, oh, shit, no. And like made that guy waits. But there was also a point in time where I wasn't sure if it was meant to be or would work out or if it was what I wanted. Like, you know, you were the one that talked through everything with me.
Yeah.
But there was a point in time in my dating when I decided, like, not intentionally to not date men that had kids. Number one, it's hard to know on a woman's, like on a woman's side, it's hard to know if they're telling the truth about things. Like, in many cases, some woman had kids with him and decided that it would be easier for her to be a single mother than to stay with him. Mm-hmm. And they often like are not honest about how much time they spend with their kids, how involved they are, if they're paying child support, like if they're helping. I did date a couple of guys very briefly that like had kids and were full-time dads. And that was honestly like really sweet. And I thought it was really attractive and sexy. And like, I really liked that.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's interesting because like you and I were like going to adopt and like we had wanted to like adopt another kid. And I always thought maybe it would come through someone else having kids. But I, at one point in my dating journey, I just started to feel so very strongly, intuitively, like my person does not have kids. I don't think, like, I don't think I want to date people with kids. So, and it is easier, but it wasn't like, oh, I want things to be easy for me. I just kind of like intuitively felt that, like, I don't know, maybe you'll be the same.
Yeah. Because I feel like knowing, I know right now, like I want to give all my time to my kids. Sometimes I feel like I even, you know, I've learned in the past from, basically, at one point, I was like giving up everything and all my time and never doing anything for myself. And mm-hmm. I thought that like the best thing to do was just give up everything for the kids. And then I went through a period where I was like, you know, kind of struggling with the way I was feeling because I thought that I was doing the right thing.
What do you mean by that?
Like giving up like everything to like work.
Yeah,
you know,
like not being a person not with being hobbies a person or with thoughts,
myself, like putting myself last, basically in yeah. every way.
Yeah,
because I wanted to put you and everyone else and all of them first.
Why do you think you did that? Like, where do you think the root of that came from?
I think that was kind of like a partly a Christian
religious
thing.
Yeah.
Of like having to like give up myself. You know, like I was doing stuff at the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was part of like my service or like what I was supposed to do was just like serve everyone all the time.
Like self is last.
Myself is last. Like just
yeah.
screw it, mm-hmm. you know. But then I realized that that wasn't the right thing to be doing.
Why?
Because for me to be good to them and the kids and to give them the best of me in the best time, like I need to feel like I'm good and I'm the best and I'm,
yeah,
you know, taken care of and good. You know, it's like that thing that people always say, like, you know, when you're in the airplane and the things come down,
yeah,
it's like you're supposed
oxygen.
To put the mask on yourself first.
Can't pour from an energy cup.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many different sayings, but it's true.
It was very hard for me as your partner to see you struggling with that for so long, especially after I came out of that. And then like also that became kind of our dynamic. So it was hard for me to like, I wanted to help you come out of that and like adjust, but that was just like our dynamic for so long. Like it just was like really hard. Growing out of something is hard.
Yeah. And then I thought too, like, because I was doing a job and then I quit my job to come home.
For
and
the
I
business.
Feel like I was in this such support role, which I like being in the support role of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I just got into that support role like so hard. Where I was just like, I just support everything, everyone, in every way.
Like you're not a beam. Like you're not like a beam under a bridge. Like you're a
yeah.
person. Like, yeah.
That's all I was. That was like, I felt like, because that was like what I was supposed to do. Like that was.
I hate that.
And. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's not good. It's toxic. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like you've come so far, though.
Yeah.
I feel like
a lot of work and.
You've done a lot of inner work, working with coaches, therapy. I'm very proud of you, honestly. What else should we answer? I feel like we're probably missing a lot of questions.
I mean, you see the questions. I don't
know. I know, but I'm. not remember. I feel like we did good.
Yeah, we can keep talking about this. I feel like this isn't a one-time conversation. This is kind of like a...
Ongoing
thing that we can just, I think, chat about every so often.
Yeah. Especially since you're already usually here in studio anyway.
Right.
And I liked it when we do these.
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you too.
Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster, and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Kazaza, and this is The Purpose Show.